Everyone. I can't think of a funny intro. Let's just get into the topic. So, as read by the title, I played the Miraculous Roblox game, so you didn't have to. We're going to be talking about how I played the Miraculous Roblox game, so you didn't have to. I'm going to be giving my overall thoughts on the game and how I think the game could be improved, because what we have right now is a very good idea. Keep in mind the game released like 2 days ago. So I think I was one of the first, like as soon as I got word of the announcement, which was like within a few hours after the game was released, I was in a server exploring things out. So I did a bunch of research. I played through the game. I haven't fully gotten everything you can to unlock, mainly because there is a paywall behind certain things, and I'm not willing to spend money yet. So, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about everything. But first, let me give you an overview of what the game is. It is a role-playing game, which means you role-play. It's pretty self-explanatory. Basically, you can become any real character in the Miraculous universe or almost any real ones. Lila's not there. That alone deducts its score for good, like deducts its score from like a 9 to like a 3 for me. So work on that, please. Like there, you come any character, you can act on any scene, in a server with like 40 other people. It's 45 person servers. So good luck actually getting to, act anything out. It's if you get a group of people together and go into a public server to act out a scene or whatever, or role play or whatever. It's role play games are not my thing. It's like, I understand them. I have a friend that loves role playing games. Hates Miraculous, but they can't all be perfect. So you say you get a group of friends together to react at a role playing scene, and you try and like talk to each other via the in game chat. I genuinely wish you good luck because you cannot get any real messages across to anyone because there is 40 other people in the server talking to each other, trying to act out roleplay scenes, and things get confusing real fast. I haven't actually tried roleplaying yet, mainly because of reasons I'll get into later. But I've like seen people try to make roleplay attempts and absolutely failing. So, there's that. So, whatever. But like you can go around the entire like everything we know in Ladybug France. You got the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, Marinette's house, the Agreste mansion, the school. That's about it. And just act out scenes. You can be Marinette, Adrian, Alia, Chloe, Gabriel. That's really all the worthwhile characters. And you can also transform into four different superheroes. Or, you can transform for free. You can become Ladybug, Cat Noir, Rena Rouge, or Hawk Moth. Chloe and Nina are in the game, but Queen Bee is locked behind a paywall, and Carapace, the character, is non-existent. Talk about more about that in a second. The next part is the money system in the game. This is a lot of people have noticed this. I've been eyeing I joined the Discord server of the developers of the game and in the Miraculous like RP channel, which is in the Discord server, there's a lot of people talking about like how do I earn money? How do I get more money? Because the money is super stingy in this game and there is a meta. I have officially figured out the meta on how to get money in this game. There used to be like Fortnite metas. I'm sorry for saying that sentence. But now there's meta, and I'll talk about the meta in a second. But there's like you start out with 5,000 money. And that's enough to buy. I'm actually gonna load up the game while I'm talking real quick. So if you hear wheezing in the background, just know that I'm on a MacBook and running two things at the same time doesn't do well. Because Apple doesn't do good things except for phones, but whatever. So I load up the game. I'll turn the volume down immediately because copyrighted music. If I hop into the game, Let me just check something. Just going to exist in the game for a second. Whatever. It does not matter what I do. So back on track. Sorry. When you start out in the game, you have 5,000 money, which is enough to buy one set of hero powers. The choices being Tiki, they're named after Kwame. So you can get Ladybug's powers, so Tiki, Plog for Cat Noir, Trix for Rena Rouge, Waze for Carapace, Pollen for Queen Bee, and Nuru for Hawk Moth. So when you buy those, you get two powers, like an attack and then an other ability. And for some people, just two attacks. They cost 5,000 each, and there's six of them. One, wait, hold on. One, two, three, four. Yeah, six of them. So overall, you need 30,000 coins to get them all. Then if you go to the other section, you can buy villain powers. Three Stormy Weather powers, two Lady Wi-Fi powers, two Mr. Pigeon powers, one Bubbler power, and one Vulpina power. Each of the powers costs 2,500. So 5,000, 10,000, 15, 20, 22,500. Combine that, 52,500 coins are needed to buy everything in this game. Basically, you can buy coins. That is something you can. Twitter, stop. That is something you can do. For stupid amounts of Robux, you can buy coins. There also is a place where you can claim code, but there's only one code in the game, and I happen to know it, and I'm going to give that out to you all now. It is all caps TY playtest. So thank you, playtest, but it's TY playtest. All one word, all caps. That gets you 5,000 extra coins. So that's a start. So in all, for no money spent, you can get 10,000 coins for free. My suggestions, I mean, it's personal preference. In order to actually get the coin meta, you need to spend your starting 5,000 powers on, or start 5,000 coins on a superhero powers that have the ability to give you a physical attack. This is mandatory to do for the meta, which I'll talk about at the end, because I'm not happy with sharing the meta, because I thought I was real original on finding it and no one else knew it, but I saw multiple people discussing it in the channel, in the Discord or whatever. So yeah, I'm not original. People found it out real quick, but I think I was one of the first, and I'm proud of that. Let me be proud of that. But so I'll talk about the meta in a sec. But like, so you get that 10,000. You can buy coins for, the lowest one is 1,500 for 50 Robux, and the highest is 60,000 for 1,500 Robux. So, if you want to pay to win, go ahead. I don't care. There's no competitive advantage in anything here. Now, how to earn coins for free? Well, I've found three different methods. The worst one is completing little mini activities. Like, there's video games in Adrian's room. They give you coins. I think that's the only real one here. There's like three video games, one piano. Each time you use them, you get 10 coins. And they take like 20 minutes for you to actually be able to get coins from them again. So it's not worth it to even do. Second one is competing in mini games. I've only seen two mini games, well, technically one, but in two different locations. And that is a race that first place gives you 200 coins, second place gives you 100, third place gives you 50. You can only real find these mini games like every hour or so, even though playtesters say they pop up every 5 minutes, but that's not true. I've checked. I've spent like a solid hour running around the map, and I'm not even finding any mini games. So something's messed up with the mini game spawn rates. But whatever. And the third way is by breaking trash cans. And this is where I present trash can meta. The best way to get coins in this game is trash can meta. You click the little button at the bottom that gives you speed power up and a double jump that launches you in the air for some reason. Like, you run around and you break trash cans. The first time you punch a trash can, it gives you 10 coins. The second time you punch it, it breaks and it gives you 50. So overall, for each trash can, you get 60 coins. And they respawn like every 20 minutes or so. But there's like a solid few hundred of them around the map. So if you run around super speed breaking all of them, you can pretty easily rack up coins. It's the way I've been getting most of my coins. And it's honestly, it's not worth it, but if you want everything, it's like the only real good method. So Yeah, you do what you want to. There is another way to get coins. In the Miraculous Pass. No, it's not a battle pass. It's 750 Robux. Where's the actual pass? I go. Here, it's the Miraculous Pass. You unlock eight characters. Two Kwamis, because you can have Kwamis. You unlock Trix and Nuru as Kwamis you can have flying around you for ultimate flexing. The eight characters you unlock to play as are Mr. Pigeon, the Bodyguard, Adrian's Bodyguard, the Pharaoh, Vulpina, Queen Bee, Stormy Weather, Jagged Stone, and Bubbler. Those are the people you can unlock to play as is flex characters because, God forbid they don't make money on this game, but whatever. So you can unlock them. And, for that part, you also get double coin rewards for every coin thing you do. It gives you coins and 25,000 coins. So yeah, it does a lot for you, I must say. Twitter, stop. Anyways, so it's a simple role-playing game. There's not a lot of depth to it, but this game has a lot of potential. I give it a solid 7 out of 10, in my opinion. It's there's a I the our content is amazing and there's a lot of potential here, but at its current state, there's not a lot to do, and that's understandable for me because like the game released 2 days ago, so I think they're taking feedback, even negative feedback, very well. Hopefully, implementing it, and I can hear my computer wheezing, so I'm sorry if that picks up on recording. I'm gonna close out of Roblox actually because that's gonna probably solve the issue. Anyways, now on to five ways. I think it's five. Lists of ways that I think might be five, but lists of ways ideas that I have that can improve the game. This is all just thoughts. I'm not confirming anything, and I'm also not like trying to complain. It's constructive criticism is what I'm giving here. Not even criticism, just my thoughts on how the game you could add to the game because you have a great concept, and here's ways you can add to it. Number one, Miraculous Pass needs to go. That is dumb. Battle passes are the dumbest crap. It's the dumbest cash grab stuff in video games ever, and I don't like them. Like Fortnite's Battle Pass, Apex's Battle Pass. I'm trying to think of other ones, but I don't play a lot of video games with passes. It sucks. It needs to get out of here. You need to make all have all the characters free, the Kwamis free. And just not do that, okay? That needs to just not happen. You can it's okay to want to make money with your game, but do that just by having coins be purchasable. It's just that the people some people will bite the bullet once they realize how tedious trash can meta is. So that's my you could even have double coin rewards cost Robux if you want to. That's fine, I don't care. Like the locking characters and Kwamis, or Kwamis doesn't matter, but locking characters, especially Queen Bee, behind a paywall is dumb. It's really dumb. So that needs to go. That needs to just get out. We don't, no one likes that, okay? It's dumb. My next point is there needs to be more ways to get coins because trash can meta is hilarious, but it's tedious and boring. I mean, if you get like a good soundtrack going on Spotify or whatever, you get good music going and you run around and breaking trash cans. And when you stop getting trash cans consistently enough, you switch servers and break the other server's trash cans and keep going. It'll take you like if you're lucky with trash can spawns, it'll take you I think around 5 hours to grind enough coins out. And that's kind of dumb because this is the fastest method of getting coins. Even with the 10,000 boost, making the total 42,500 coins you need to get, that'll take you about 5 hours to do. That's not good. There needs to be a different way. So either make mini games more common to happen, add like special events that give coins, or just add more ways to get coins because that's a big issue. My next thing is one that's going to happen eventually. There needs to be more characters. You have the ability to get Carapace's powers, but Carapace is non-existent. Also, where is Mayura? Where is Lila, not like you can, sure, you can unlock Volpina. You can't unlock Lila. That needs to be fixed immediately. In like you need the ability to play it maybe Shadow Moth if we're going current, up to date, season four knowledge. I mean, we have Luke and Kagami. Where's Vaporeon and the other one? Where's like Pegasus or the monkey guy or you know? Apparently, Master Fu is they actually on the Roblox page they advertise Master Fu. I think. Sharpie, Mark, Beta, Legend, Mega Person. Your current game in beta. Yep, we know. Become Marinette, Ladybug, Agent Kenora, Arena Rouge, Queen Bee. Just Queen Bee. No Chloe. Just and also Queen Bee's locked behind a paywall. Bubbler, Antibug, and more. Bubbler's locked behind a paywall. You know, whatever. Favorite moments in the show. Yep. Makes sense. And yeah, okay, so nope, I thought they advertised Master Fu. They do not. My mistake. But I remember seeing Master Fu advertised somewhere, and he's not in the game yet. So so add more characters and whatever. You can add there was a potential here to have you can add every single villain in the game. That would be insane, honestly. That would be so good. That would anyways, that would be perfect. I mean, that it's gonna take time, absolutely. But I think it's possible. If you put like the development time in. I'm really hoping that this becomes like Piggy, which is one of my favorite Roblox games of all time. Hoping this becomes like Piggy. Cause like that Piggy's had development since March of 2020. If this has development, not for a year, but like a solid like 5 6 months of development, which is very generous for a Roblox game. But if this has a solid 5 to 6 months of solid constant development, this game's gonna be amazing. I'm hoping they don't drop it because this game has a lot of potential. I think there was one more thing I wanted to add. What was it? What was it? Oh yeah, the ability to actually akumatize people because right now. When you buy Hawk Moss powers, you get akumatize and the ability to fly because you know they had to give it to someone, so why not Hawk Moth? You know what, sure, screw cannon and whatever, we'll just give Hawk Moth the ability to fly, you know, because that makes sense. You know, and they his Akuma thing is just a punch attack, so it's dumb. Trust me, I bought Hawk Moth. All the things that I've currently purchased with coins is all of the superpowers sets except for Ladybug and Cat Noirs. Just because. And then all of Lady Wi-Fi's, both of Lady Wi-Fi's villain powers. And I'm still working on getting more. I'm gonna eventually get everything in the game, and I know they're gonna add more things that cost coins. So, you know, the minimum 52,500 coins is only going to be for now. They're going to add more and it's going to become steeper. So, I suggest grinding out coins now or spending money, but that's the bitch way out. You know, there's also a lot of little things they could add. Like when you do the transformation animation to actually transform your character instead of having you having to do it manually. Oh, the big thing is also, yeah, you can just play little transform animations that like for you can have like your character do the like movements Ladybug or Cat Noir does when they transform. But there's one thing. You get the music too, and you can hear the music of someone else transforming from like the other side of the map. It is the dumbest thing in the world that you cannot go a solid minute without hearing. Do 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 do, 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 do. It's I'm too tired to do the music or whatever. It is so annoying, and I like playing with my volume on because it. When you're doing the transformation thing, you should be able to hear it. That makes sense. But to hear other people's animation is not fun. That's it's annoying, is what it is, and the fact that you can hear it from so far away, it's infuriating, honestly. And that needs to change. Please. That's like I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that thinks that. Also, another small thing is to decrease server size to like 10 people, because 45 people servers makes it so it's very difficult to role play unless you buy a private server, and those private servers are 150 Robux. And I don't have any, I don't spend money on Roblox, so can't get that. Also, I don't have any friends that both like Miraculous and play Roblox, so big sad. So that's my thoughts on the Miraculous Roblox game. It is definitely worth your time to just try out if you like Roblox, if you like role-playing games, whatever. Just go in and mess around for a little bit. Try trash can meta, see how tedious it is. Have fun with the game because it's got potential and I'm excited to see where it goes down the road. So with that, one more announcement. I'm an idiot. When I was bragging in our Gang of Secrets reaction, which check that out if you haven't already, when I was bragging in our Gang of Secrets episode about me getting access to the Shanghai special early, I had not taken into the account that it had aired in Canada a couple of weeks ago, fully English dubbed. You know how I found out? Overly Animated did a podcast on it. That was a fun realization to come through, or to come to at 1 in the morning. I'm still mad about it, actually. We'll try and get a Shanghai special reaction out at some point. I found an actually safe link to it. I sent it to Rohan, so we'll try and get something out, hopefully this weekend. Maybe we'll see. After that, we're probably going to be taking this month off of Canon Ladybug a break. So don't be surprised if there's like no episodes for a couple weeks. Taking a break is probably going to be in our best interest right now. School is getting a little stressful for both of us, so taking a break is just the best way to prevent us from burning out. So that's your warning. I think that's everything. So definitely be on the lookout for Shanghai Special Reaction. And definitely try out the Miraculous Roblox game because it is worth just checking out. Even if you don't like RP games, it's worth looking at. So, thank us for listening. I don't want to do the outro script, so if you really care enough, go listen to another episode's outro script because I'm too tired right now. And yeah, they gotta make some improvements to this game.